Well, good evening. Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Lim Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And it is now 6 o'clock Hawaii time, 9 o'clock Pacific, East Coast. Happy New Day to you on the East Coast. We come to you every week on bbsradio.com. And we also have a new show that's actually on WNM Network, which
it's
is
actually...
What is it? All right, correct me. Go ahead. You can correct me. It's a new network.
Wait, I'm going to give you the exact
number. You don't even know. Okay, that's a good way to start the show.
Late Night in the Midlands Radio Network.
There you go.
And it's sponsored by Michael Vara.
Yeah.
And
he's a good buddy of ours. He's a great guy.
Yeah, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 3 p.m. West Coast Time and 12 noon. Hawaii time.
So it's
called the Horrocane Hour.
So we'll get it together, right? You know, it's like, you know, Dr. Len Horowitz here and Sherry King. We're investigative journalists, and we cover the world's worst news and the world's best news. And the fact of the matter is, you try to do that and hold together radio shows, and then learn the little secrets of how the administration, the back office, and the technical aspects of running a show. And man, oh man, our schedule is pretty intense.
It is. It is. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about, well, you know, what's on my mind lately is our sponsors, first off. Okay. That would be HealthyWorldStore.com. If you're not a customer of HealthyWorldStore.com, go to the Healthy World Store. Check out the products. They're awesome. There's so many products on there that eliminates the need for big pharma's drugs and vaccinations that will only make you sick. These are all natural products. They're all vegetarian products. Go to HealthyWorldStore.com. We also have HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you are not an affiliate, please sign up today at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. This is going to be a cooperative. It's going to be a partnership, and you will get discounts on the products. You will also be able to help others by getting commissions. If anybody purchases under your affiliate account, you'll get your own domain number, and it'll be a great way for you to spread the good news. We also have 528records.com. If you are a musician, we recommend that you sign up today at 528records.com. You upload your original tunes to the site, and they will come back to you remastered in 528 Frequency of Love. It won't sound too much different, but it'll definitely feel different. So don't worry about changing your creations. And your music becomes part of the library. And anybody who pays to donate for your music gets 60% royalties. That's right. You get 60% royalties. And also, if you haven't tuned into 528radio.com, check it out. It's 24/7. We appreciate all your donations to keep the station going, because our servers are really expensive and we're being hit every day by the bad guys who want to take us out and stop the good news from happening. They don't want you listening to 528 Records. They will do anything possible for you not to listen to this universal communication of love. And they have been attacking us heavily because of this. So check it out today. Find out what all this fuss is about, and you will definitely feel different. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the injustice. People always say, wow, you live in Hawaii. And living in Hawaii is a very beautiful place to live. Don't get me wrong, but there are trade-offs in life. And if you're one of those people that actually is a magnet for those that want to take you out, because you are out all about the truth, you are all about peace and love, you want to spread the good news, you really don't want to engage in this New World Order crap that they keep putting out there, the mainstream media is involved, and you want to really get people to open up their eyes and wake up, and your voice starts to get bigger. Well, guess what happens? They start to attack you, and it becomes more and more of attacks. And then you have the judicial system against you. And if you live in a corrupt place, and don't get me wrong, Hawaii is beautiful, but it is very corrupt. I can't even stress this enough and tell you that the judicial system and what we have witnessed here is absolutely ridiculous. If you think that you can go to the police and get justice, go to the FBI and get justice, even go to the court of law and get justice, guess what? You will not succeed unless you have an attorney or a judge or some other high-powered political official who is going to work out a deal, pay somebody off, do somebody a favor. Because if you're going there just based on truth, based on facts, your facts may never get heard. That's right, never get heard. I mean, you think about it. You pay for a jury trial. We're here living in America. We want to be heard, right? We want the facts to be heard. But sometimes that never happens. So no matter how right you are, no matter how much you've been keeping track of everything, all the truth, guess what? Sometimes it doesn't even pay off for you. You can really be hit hard and not know how it happened to you. Wonder, how come I never got that jury trial? How come I've never gotten heard on the merits of my case because of the corruption, because people are paid off, because of technical errors? That's why being pro se as we are, we've experienced, even if you're right, even if you have all the evidence, they'll get you on technicalities. They'll get you on a lack of table of contents. Nobody wants to hear your case then. They'll get you on the fact that there's a lack of jurisdiction. Maybe it's a lie. You'll never get to defend it. So you wonder, each time you keep hitting a wall and you wonder, when am I ever going to get justice? Well, we've been experiencing that over the last couple months in unbelievable volumes. I mean, every single court of law that we've went to has turned out to be exactly that.
Well, folks, I guess you can hear Sherry had a bad day in court yesterday. That was just venting. That was Sherry venting on the judicial situation.
And
here
you have
Hawaii.
Something better to say?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I do. You know, folks, every once in a while, you're going to hear during the show, and probably every other show that I do, a little bird in the background. It's going to sound very, very interesting. You're going to hear, like, you're going to hear, you go. Did you hear that? So, did you hear that? Anyway, I hope you could hear that. That's another one. What happened a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned it. I had my door open up here on the second floor overlooking a beautiful scene in Hawaii. And literally, unbelievably, this magnificent parrot flew in the door. And of all places that he came
what
to land.
What color was he? Tell him.
Is it 528 green? Like about 4/5 of him are completely 528 greenish yellow. All of his whole back, his whole neck, all the way down to his tail feathers, his wings, and even his legs above his claws is all this greenish yellow. Okay, so this bird literally flies in the window. And I mean, we have a large loft-like area. He could have flown in a million places and landed many places. He literally flew right at my head and landed in my hair. I kid you not. And this little guy adopted me instantly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking it as a divine sign, some sort of a blessing. But he has been so sweet, so incredible. And he's just kind of like, he doesn't let too many people pet him or touch him, but he just like adores when I come over to him. And he just tells me constantly to scratch his neck, to scratch the back of his head. And it's just like a really cool thing. So anyway, instead of dwelling on the bad scene in the courts yesterday, Sherry.
Well, okay, so you had a good scene.
Well, actually, you know, I'm one of our cases. Let me say this.
We've been dealing with multiple
cases that have been brought on by Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, COINTELPRO operatives. And even people in the FBI, most of them don't know what COINTELPRO is. They've never read the congressional record. There was the Frank Church congressional hearings of 1976. And you can look it up. And there's really online fantastic websites that go into great detail about how the FBI's COINTELPRO that operates underneath the CIA covertly and underneath the National Security Agency, how they actually operate to infiltrate organizations that are engaged with political dissent, or actually in many cases the political dissent because of what's called controlled opposition. And Sherry, you're an expert in that. You know, this concept that the opposition that we get, such as the Alex Joneses of the world, the David Icke's of the world, they're out there and they're actually paid professional counterintelligence or double agents that tell us all the bad news that we have to worry about and stay in fear about. And, you know, there's 80% truth in that. Otherwise, it would be, if it was all lies, we wouldn't believe them at all, and they wouldn't become celebrities. So at any rate, there's literally an organization that is called COINTELPRO, short for Counterintelligence Program. And there are agents and agencies that have infiltrated every aspect of our lives, literally destroyed my family, destroyed our businesses, destroyed the companies that we developed over pretty much a quarter of a century. If you look at Tetrahedron Publishing, I'm the author of 17 books. After the first one, after I got ripped off by Simon & Schuster, which initially was Appleton Century Crofts that was bought out by Simon & Schuster, I got ripped off of my first book called Your Mouth is Your Business, The Dentist's Guide to Better Health. It came out in 1978 or 1979. And anyway, because of that, I decided to start my own publishing company in 1978 called Tetrahedron Inc., Tetrahedron Publishing. Well, that company is dissolved. It's completely gone because of the infiltration of the agents into my own family. Literally, my ex-wife became complicit in the criminal activities by which she illegally dissolved that corporation, and it left Sherry and I just kind of like, well, okay, what are we going to do? Well, the best thing to do is, as Sherry mentioned, you know, you take them on head on with all the facts. You've got all the material evidence. In fact, if anybody really had the opportunity to look at it and clearly, you know, just review the records, it's what's called a prima facie case. I mean, it's right in your face. You can see exactly what's happened and why it's even happened. So we've run into a lot of challenges in the state courts. And it's interesting that here in the state of Hawaii, the state courts, local courts, as Sherry mentioned, were largely being frustrated. But I have like a feeling that we may be better off, and we're doing this now. I'm defending an action where I removed a case from the local courts into the federal courts because of the matter that deals with so many civil rights violations and laws that are broken, that are federal laws versus states. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that we'll have a little bit more success in the federal venue.
Exactly. But then there's a minimal chance that you'll be able to keep it in federal court.
Well, actually, I think I've just spent the day dealing with looking at all the matters to keep this one aspect. We have actually two cases that are main cases that are going right now. Actually, three, I'm sorry. One is in Idaho. And then there is another case that deals with the libel and the slander or the defamation that has gone and published on the internet that's libel here in Hawaii. And then there's another case where we're actually broadcasting to you right now from this beautiful estate. It's we call it the Kingdom of Heaven. And it's in a Hawaii holy land that we liken to Sedona, Hawaii. It has this beautiful red and orange and yellow lava rock. And it's just all around. It's so green and lush. And we have Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal warm pools. And we bought this back in 2004 from a bunch of actually hardened criminals. We had no idea that these guys were involved in organized crime. They sold the property to us. We were baited. I was brought here to buy it. I was floored by the fact that it had, as I mentioned, only Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas, geothermal warm pools. It made the perfect, like, retreat for health and alternative medicine. I mean, the perfect one. And with the acreage, it was perfect for the International Institute for Native and Natural Healing that I had conceived. We had connections, we still do, great connections with the International Healing Community, the World Organization for Natural Medicine, and the local kahunas, the local holy persons, the natural healers. They were very much in favor of us doing what we had planned, open up a rural health center that was based on natural healing methods and materials, looking at what we have in our environment. It's so lush that we can grow our own, virtually any type of natural medicinal here. And the water is outrageously pure. Some of the most magnificent water on the planet that we actually have the opportunity to drink here. So it was a wonderful, wonderful place that we were set up by criminals to purchase. And ever since, they have been attempting to steal it from us, actually foreclose. And the top attorney who's involved in this His name is Paul J. Sulla Jr. You can go to paulsullafraud.com. Paul Sulla, S-U-L-L-A, P-A-U-L, S-U-L-L-A, fraud.com. And you can see the case that I'm talking about. I've written it up, and we've added a whole several sections that we have not even sent out on our newsletter yet, because we're just so swamped with all the things on our desk that we're trying to get to one thing at a time. And what you'll find with that case, with the write-ups, you'll find that it is one of the most unbelievable and shocking cases that you've ever read about. I mean, you can't even imagine it. It takes you into a whole Hollywood, like, movie type of nightmare, foreclosure nightmare that we have lived through for the last 8.5 years, and that it's now coming to a head pretty much. We're going to either lose the property or we're going to be victorious and put the criminals in jail. And that's what our goal is. It's to have justice rendered and to put the criminals in jail, particularly this extremely corrupt attorney, Paul J. Sulla Jr., who has definitive links to the Central Intelligence Agency.
And he's actually saying that we're committing defamation against him by saying that all these true things we actually published, and we actually have a petition out now on the non-judicial foreclosure auction that was a fraud that he committed. He sold the property to a guy who lives in the woods in a tent. Who has nothing. You just sold him the property at a non-judicial foreclosure auction.
A shiller, a fake, a sham, like a straw man.
Right. And this was after the judge told him no foreclosure. He just went behind the judge's back and committed this act.
Yeah, we had spent already 5 years and over $100,000 in defending the property. And we got a $200,000 jury award. And then we got the judge to actually say in 3 final judgments. There was the first, there was the amended, and then the second. Second final judgment. In all 3, he said, no, there's no foreclosure here because Horowitz paid all the money in a timely way. And in fact, the judge actually ordered me, and I complied, to advance a balloon payment, accelerated balloon payment that I paid. And then they still refused to release the mortgage, which was illegal. That in itself was a crime. They went for about, a year with refusing to release the mortgage. And subsequent to that, this fellow, Paul J. Sulla Jr., conducted illegally a mock auction and violated about 6 securities fraud laws and auctioneering licensing violations. And in the process, he then created based on what he had was forged promissory notes. Because I had already paid the mortgages off, and I complied even with the court's order to make the balloon payment. He then constructed forged promissory notes that claimed I still owed the entire original debt. And then he assigned those notes into a fake church that he developed. And it was the church that he represented that brought this non-judicial foreclosure completely criminally, completely illegally. And every single prosecutor in this county of Hawaii has seen the evidence, knows about the evidence, and does nothing. And in fact, this attorney has been walking with immunity now for the last 10 years after being literally indicted by the United States federal government for conspiracy to commit tax fraud. With a couple guys, there were 4 guys in total. 3 of them are in jail, and the only guy that's walking is this guy, Paul J. Sulla Jr. So anyway, we're taking him on right now, and we're going to be doing our best. We need your help, and we've actually got a petition that's gone out on the internet that we're asking everybody to sign and then send on to their friends, read about this story, and that the petition is to the Chief Justice Moon of the Hawaii Supreme Court. And this Moon fellow seems to be very, very bright, seems to be very fair. I've read a lot of his decisions. It seems to me that, if there's some reasonable justice in the state of Hawaii, it should rest with Judge Moon, who is the chairman of the Commission of Professionalism in the state, overseeing the Office of Disciplinary Counsel, as well as overseeing all the members of the bar. And so we're asking you to read and sign a petition, and you can connect to that. Actually, we've got that new connection is on waronwethepeople.com. If you go to waronwethepeople.com, you'll see there's a new link at the top, and it says something like Sulla and Google. And Google, indeed, is part of this. We've had in the past couple days, we've had some people telling us that we shouldn't be naming Google as a co-defendant in this case and a counterclaim defendant that we have named them. But the fact of the matter is that Sherry and I have been dealing, as you may know, we've talked about it a little bit on the Inside Hour, that Google has heavily suppressed and blocked us. They've pulled down some of our YouTube videos. They've censored our numbers in search engines. They've censored the number of hits that our uncensored YouTube presentations have. They've done this, and we've actually recorded it. You know, I'm pretty good at research, and I document things. And so I've been collecting the data for the last several years. So we have a pretty solid material evidence-based case. And that the fact is that this Paul J. Sulla Jr. picked up the phone, apparently, sent Google like one email. They never notified us, but they pulled down the special report exposing Paul Sulla's illegal non-judicial foreclosure. And so when they did that, and it was public knowledge, it was all based on public truth, everything was there was true. And for the fact that Google has been suppressing and censoring our material liberally, and then on the matters where COINTELPRO have been advancing video libel, stolen videos of Sherry in a private place in her own home office where she's basically half nude, it's in her bedroom, and that tape was stolen for the COINTELPRO operators to defame us and degrade us and discredit us to ruin our businesses, that the Google has demanded a court order for us to block that video, even though it's obscene, it's lascivious, it's harassing, and it's grossly illegal. They have demanded that we get a court order. And so that's, again, part of what this is all about. We're trying to get a court order for that. At the same time, we're trying to defend against these menaces. And that, you know, the challenge is, like Sherry mentioned, you're dealing with a system of influence that the main movers and shakers that we've witnessed here in Hawaii, and in fact, this case involves at least two judges who were willfully blind to what has been happening with us. So actually, I'm praying that we're going to be able to keep this case that we have now that it involves this matter in a federal court, in the U.S. District Court in Honolulu, because we don't feel that we have a fair shake here on the Big Island and in the Third Circuit Court where they're actually now threatening to remand the case.
Exactly. Now Dr. Horowitz is venting. I don't feel so bad.
No, okay. You set the stage, set the tone for the evening.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I'm sure people are interested in knowing about the injustice that's going on. I mean, it really just confirms everything that we know to be true. And to be able to witness it firsthand, I mean, we're witnessing for you. We don't wish this on anybody. I mean, believe us, what we're dealing with, it really, every time it happens, it shocks me again. And I think, okay, I should be pretty immune to it now. Nothing's going to shock me anymore. I know there's injustice. And then I get another shock. And each time, I guess it's just another confirmation. It's like one of those things. It's like,
well, how many confirmations do you need?
Well, it's like on the way to waking up, people, they get maybe somebody telling them, don't take vaccinations. That's the first thing they hear. And then the next thing they hear, it might hear it again. And then they witness a relative that has a death. Then they witness somebody in their own. Then they witness someone even closer
like
to them.
Like a child getting autism.
Yeah, or something, right? And they witness these things, and it happens. And each time they're shocked. Because they
how many shocks do you need to get?
Gosh, you know, I just always like to remain hopeful.
Okay, so how do you do that?
I'd like to remain hopeful. And so if I keep remaining hopeful, then I'm going to keep getting shocked.
So have you been remaining hopeful?
Well, I try because I'm worried that if I don't remain hopeful anymore, I'm going to dry up and become old and wrinkled. I mean, that could happen, right? What happens when we lose our hope? then we die inside, right? And we become old and wrinkled.
You know, the
what happens?
Well, I'm asking you this because I'm sure everybody listening has a similar crisis or some aspect of the dynamic of hope versus hopelessness in their lives.
Doesn't a form of naivety or a form of being green keep us young to a point?
I don't know. You know, at this point, I don't know.
You get a shock, gives you another wrinkle, gives you another like scrunch of the face, another like just scowl, another bit of more anger. I mean, it's like people, you see them when they're super happy, okay, in their life, and then suddenly all these things happen to them, and then you see them after all the bad things happen, and like, wow, it doesn't look like the same person anymore. Wow, that person had a hard
time. I totally agree. That's what we see over and over again. And then there's the Buddhas. How would a Buddha or how would Jesus handle this? I like to look at the possibility that there's an alternative perspective and behavioral repertoire available to us. For example, the concept, and you actually helped me with this a couple weeks ago, Sherry. The concept.
Now I got to help me with it.
What I'm talking about it here is because, you know, you look at it. So folks, don't ever say on the internet hour you don't get what's really happening with the Horowitz, you know. Horowitz and Kane are here. This is reality. This is their lives, and you're a part of that. But the metaphor that I really love to reflect on, as I spend my days literally in front of a computer screen, searching law, case law, and writing filing, instead of doing what my preference would be, which is get out there, and the last half hour of this show, I want to focus on all the good news. So we're going to just end this segment in a couple minutes here. But the metaphor is building a sandcastle at low tide. And you know, when that tide comes back up, all that magnificent sandcastle that you've built is going to be washed away in just a couple seconds. And that's exactly the metaphor that I have to keep in mind. There's a process by which we can enjoy life. That, you know, when you're sitting on a beach or you're building a sandcastle, it's hard work. You're out in the hot sun. You've got rakes and you've got shovels and you're digging. And yeah, you're in a beautiful environment. Well, we're pretty much in a beautiful environment here in Hawaii. So I can't scream about that, complain about that. But the concept that every law that I'm learning, everything that I'm reading is meant to help me. And as I look back, and we've had this discussion, you look back on your life, didn't everything that was a challenge for you and troublesome and problematic result in you learning and growing and achieving exactly where you are today, that ultimately is a blessing? It's a preparation. We're in the school of hard knocks. We're in the school of life. Nobody said it was going to be easy. In fact, that's not what this life is about. You know, we saw a very excellent movie the other day. Do you remember the name of that film that we just saw about the going from wealth to poverty? The name of the film.
Oh, okay. It was called The Queen of Versailles.
The Queen of Versailles. Folks, if you want to get a whole different view on financial security and the illusion of that, go to see The Queen of Versailles. It's an art film. It's not playing in too many places. We happened to be thankful to see it the other night. And it's a story of a very, very wealthy family that were building the largest house in the United States, 95,000 square feet.
The guy's name was David Siegel, and he owned Westgate, which is a timeshare company, the largest in the world.
So the true story is that they, because he was building this house and because he was at the top of the world so wealthy, he hired a documentary film crew to record his victory, because it was the culmination of his entire life to build this huge mansion in South Florida.
He already lived in a mansion.
Yeah, his place was 26,000 square feet. That's what they lived in, that place. They had about maybe a dozen maids and servants and nannies. They had, I think, was it 9 children or 7 children?
7 children.
7 children and 1 million pets. And the story goes that the economic collapse on Wall Street in 2008 began to shatter his economic stability. And the three quarters of the film is where you begin to watch him and his family deal with the fact that they are impoverished. They have no life savings. They end up basically being threatened with being on the street after having just massive, massive wealth. This fellow claimed that he put George H.W. Bush into the presidency. And it's very likely, given the vote scam that occurred in South Florida, that he had a part in. So at any rate, it was one of the take-home lessons from the film was no matter how much money you've got, number one, you're never really secure. Money doesn't produce the security in your life. Faith does. Concept of being divinely connected is the best that you can live. And so this concept, it's just like the Buddhas. They prescribe to be witness, but not attached to what is happening in your life. And I think that for you, Sherry, and for me too, I think that as we go through this challenging time, and everyone out there, as you go through the challenging times we're faced with, think of it as like, okay, what's the lesson in this? What's the best that you can produce out of this situation? How can I be grateful for, thankful for this, and actually turn a lemon into lemonade here, and actually realize that we're all just building sandcastles? Even if you're Westgate and you built the largest time-sharing organization in the world and you have multi-billion dollars in your, you know, closet today, you've got perhaps nothing tomorrow. That ocean is going to come in and wash out ultimately every single physical castle that we have built here on Earth, just as it is in heaven. We're joining heaven ultimately. And the question becomes, what is the quality of life and the service to others and the joy that we can manifest? Because that's the essence of love. The values of love in your heart include joy, include this powerful faith, and include bravery, the brave heart, to be able to move ahead regardless of what the challenges are, regardless of the lion's den that you're in, regardless of the corrupt judicial system and attorneys you're facing. I think it's like building sandcastles. And that's the way I've had to personally deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm constantly asking why are we constantly being shown these things? Like, why is it like, what is the purpose of constantly being shown things when we already are at the point where we know that the government is corrupt?
Yeah, but you're learning the certain lessons of law. See, you know, you look back at your life.
The law doesn't matter. That's what you're learning.
Well, actually, I'm not learning that. I'm learning that you have to be a master at it to succeed at it, because there are a lot of sharks in that water.
But even like you read that man's blog, I pointed out to, where he said he's learned all the procedure and he keeps records of it, and it's still corrupt.
Yeah, but if you also look at what he's done, here is a fellow who was in a similar situation as we. He posted a blog for social service. He gave you all the information as to what he's been through, and that what he's saying is that I'm doing this because this knowledge helped me, and it's put me in a better place. And I'm going to share it with you because I think it's valuable, and I think it could be helpful.
But he says he's got no victories. He says he's just kept proof of the judicial system corruption, but he hasn't gotten any victories. He just can prove how he was really messed with and how corrupt it is by saying, okay, well, they're accusing me of this, but I have a record that never happened.
Yeah, he keeps records. I mean, I appreciate that, and I'm not going to basically disqualify that. The reality, though, is that if you and I learn what he knows, and a million other people likewise, then we would be empowered to do what's not happening today. We would be all empowered to take it pro se against all of the criminal injustices that are taking place. And the courts would be so overwhelmed with educated people who know enough about law to stand for themselves. And that very likely as a result of that, the political pressures would come to bear upon changing the system, or at least now ultimately purging some of the worst offenders in the system of injustice.
Is that before or after taking away our guns?
Well, again, that's all part of the plan, you know. It's all
not that we have any guns, but they want to take away people's guns, and then they'll storm their houses, and they'll say, okay, you're not going to listen to us. Well, guess what?
Well,
you don't
what
have a gun.
Is.
You're coming into our imprisonment.
That's what
now.
It is. I mean, it's all about who's got the gun.
See, I'm talking about becoming bitter here, which I try not to go to that point of saying, oh, my gosh, this is what it's coming down to. But it's so hard. It's because I'm being shown, and you're being shown. It's like watching a movie and you're the one in the movie. You're the players in the movie. And they're showing you, this is the way the system operates. How can we spell it out for you more clearly that people believe they live in a democracy? They believe that we have the Constitution that protects us. Well, guess what? We really don't. It's all a sham. It's all a lie. And so what is that? That brings into thought like, okay, and America isn't the greatest country in the world, because really it's no better than any country that's communist. I mean, communist, at least it says we're communists. This is how we are. We're corrupt.
You
but
know,
in this country, it's kind of like.
I've got to take a devil's advocate position here. Fact of the matter, it's like, man, that Constitution of the United States is awesome.
It is, but it's not
totally,
being used.
Well, this is the reason why. It's not that it's not awesome. It is there to create the greatest country on earth. And we have been blessed by it and are still blessed by it. And what we need to do is we need to make certain that every statute, every governor, every legislator, every police officer and prosecutor, every single one of the judges abides by it. And that does not get away with undermining it. I think that also there's the courts of law and there's the courts of public opinion. And the greatest challenge and why we continue to do the Inside Hour and why we continue to expand in our media broadcasts and publications is because freedom of the press has been suppressed by the global industrialists. Sherry and I did a documentary a couple years ago called Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn and Teller. PharmaWhores.com. Great video if you haven't seen it. And you can see the connections between big pharma, pharmaceutical cartel, and the mainstream media. The cult, the medical cult, the American medical cult, is what we have been indoctrinated to believe and to act upon, so that the first thing when illness comes, the first thing that you think of doing is going to see your medical deity instead of looking at all the natural ways of healing what ails you. And that's what I really wanted to spend this segment on, is looking at organ generators. Because yesterday I had a very strange, I never had it before, kind of like a pain in my side. It felt like a gas pain, but it didn't go away like a normal gas pain. And it was really, really helpful to use an organ generator. I had it on in bed last night, and today I'm much, much better. And that plus there is a wonderful natural oil that we use that Gary Young actually puts out called Panaway. And that was very, very helpful. I used that too. But the bottom line is that I wanted to talk about how, with the knowledge that we have, we can evolutionize every single problem on the planet. We could terminate it. Everything from healing naturally to producing free energy to be living sustainably, permaculturally, for generations to come without polluting or placing us, we human beings, and other species on the verge of extinction. That is an ideal goal, and that's really what the technology that we're advancing is capable of producing. And this is exactly why the COINTELPRO have been targeting us for distraction and disruption. That's why it is that, for example, you know, we've got the litigations in Idaho, we've got the litigations here in Hawaii, and that it's taking us, this is why we need your help, folks, more than ever. is because we need partners. We need you to, as kind of like emissaries, to take out and be ambassadors for taking out this type of information and the technology ultimately that shall set humanity free from all of the injustices and the parties that control, the legislators that create the underminings of the Constitution through the statutory laws and through the administrative rules that are subordinate to the Constitution and to the rights and freedoms and liberties that we Americans are required to protect. It is our duty to protect it, just like it's your duty to vote, it's your duty to serve on juries, it's your duty to support the free press, the independent press that puts out information to expose the injustices. And that's what I think is real, you know, positive. Again, looking at this wealthy family, no matter how much money you have, or no matter what kind of your lifestyle you're living, you're never going to be happy unless you're involved in some aspect of social service. You can't be fulfilled until you're serving other human beings in a meaningful way. And so the question becomes, how does God want you to do that? What is your destiny calling that now moves you in the direction of serving people in a more powerful way? And so that is the concept. As I move through this litigation, every day I'm looking at, what can I learn from this? What's the take-home message? Let me tell you one thing that I'm looking at. You know, I'm a prophet. Typically, I've been 15 years ahead of my time. Every prophecy I've come out with pretty much has come true. And people have heralded me as a prophet. That's a heavy responsibility, a prophet's life, because you see, you know, the disgusting tyranny, and you can see how we could achieve something better. And so you're constantly on edge as a prophet to bring that about. But this concept that we can move forward, and that the way in which we now look at law and learn and study law can be most beneficial in helping us to overcome the world's worst nightmare. And that is the drug cartel. That is the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that's poisoning our planet. It's poisoning it with nuclear radiation. It's poisoning it with aluminum, barium, and all of these assaults that are taking place in aerosolized form through the contrails and the chemtrails that are poisoned by the JP-8 jet fuels. It's poisoning it by what they're putting into our water supply, allegedly for public health, fluoride, chlorine, when we know for years that you can prevent tooth decay far easier, far less expensive by simple self-care and nutritional changes. We have a product called Liquid Dentist that is awesome. But the fact of the matter is, chlorine in water is another great example of the hypocrisy. With ultraviolet light, you can eliminate viruses and bacteria from water supplies. You don't need to poison the water and we the people. And so all of this knowledge and this technology that's allegedly done for economy in the administration of public health, economy. You mean for a couple cents that we claim that we're going to save, we're going to cause so many cancers, so many arthritic conditions, osteoporosis in the elderly? What is the toll that choice in public health takes on society? So the concept that we're acting like idiots because of those who are engaged in high-level positions of authority haven't woken up because of the control that the mainstream press has had, it reinforces what I've been saying about the importance of you out there listening. You've got to take our articles, and you've got to spread them to others. You've got to join networks and Facebooks and wherever else that you can get the truth out to the people as quickly as possible, because that is essential in protecting the constitutional freedoms. That's why our founding fathers in this, I still believe, great nation, that's why they heralded the First Amendment to the Constitution that secured freedom of the press, because they knew that without freedom of the press, people will become brainwashed and they'll become apathetic to all of the fascist controls that can take over the government. And that's exactly what has happened. And that's exactly why I think you guys out there listening need to take some lessons for what we're saying. Yeah, we're frustrated, you know, particularly Sherry.
Oh.
You're not frustrated? Okay.
I'm frustrated, but wait, particularly that's...
Okay. At any rate, just, you know, the concept that we are working our tails off here because we understand that what we're doing is significant, is important. We get a lot of love mail. We get a lot of thank yous. So keep those cards and letters coming in, folks, and keep your prayers manifesting the miracles in our lives too, including the security. But also add to that list of to-dos, add this concept of being a member of the independent press to recover and restore that which has been stolen from us by the mainstream media's manipulation by the international banking cartel and the global industrialists that conduct genocide under the guises of public health and national security.
Amen, brother.
Wow. So do you feel better after venting this out?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I don't know. I got work to do. I got to get back to do some work. But I'm okay.
Well, everyone needs to know you never stop working. I mean, nobody writes 17 books in their lifetime by taking any time off. That, I mean, seriously, we see how much time goes by in a day, in a week. It's Friday. Every Friday, it seems it's only a couple minutes away. It's like it's Friday again. I remember this from last Friday.
No, it's Tuesday. This is a Tuesday.
No, I'm saying I understand, but every time there's the Friday comes by, you say, "Wow, it's Friday again."
Well, it's going faster. I mean, in my life, over the last couple of years, I've experienced what seems to be a huge acceleration in the speed of time.
But it has nothing to do with your age, because I'm feeling it too. And we're not the same age. So I'm saying there must be something more to it. Like people say, well, the older you get, the faster your life goes by. No, I'm actually witnessing it exactly. When you say, doesn't Friday seem like it just happened a minute ago? I can see it exactly like that. And so I don't know what that phenomenon is. There's something more to it.
Well, do you think it has something to do with the shifting of the whole planets and the universal?
Yeah, there is something. There's something going on. We see the weather changes. We know it's getting hotter out. We feel the heat coming on more than ever. But what is it? I mean, beside for the heat and the weather changes that way. And, you know, even in places where it was cold, it gets warm sooner. And in places where it was warm, it gets cold. I mean, it's just really a total, like, opposite of what it used to be. And so what's really happening? And then time is flying by.
Well, again, what a wonderful opportunity. If the manner in which the physical world is being administered spiritually, energetically, as I've mentioned on this program, musically, mathematically, and that whole cosmic conduction, that amazing way in which it's all being administered by a glorious intelligence, a central intelligence, that there's something found is necessary in order to purge all the negativity. Think about it, folks. Planet Earth, we've seen now, you know, it's been centuries, no, it's been millennia, whereby the forces of evil and ignorance have dominated. So if that's the true, and most of us would agree that that is true, and if you also understand that the universe is balanced, that typically things go to homeostasis and balance, then that means that we're in for at least 1,000 years of world peace. We have to look at the fact that even nature, even the basic dynamics of physics calls now for a shift into a more peaceful, more intelligent, more responsible, and more social and civilized, like that word, civilized, civil, you know, civil cases, civil damages, the whole area of civil justice versus criminal justice. You know, we want justice to be administered globally, and it has got to come about energetically, bio-spiritually. So the whole cosmic connection to this whole thing, again, why else would, I mean, Sherry, you're an amazing human being, absolutely awesome. The work that you've done has been so beneficial, not just to me, but also to so many people on the internet. You have what, last time I checked, 2 or 3 million people hits on a Google search. You know, the fact of the matter is, why would God put you in a situation like this right now where you're being frustrated? Were it not for the fact that in that frustration is a glorious opportunity to aid and abet something that's bigger than you, bigger than me, and of great, great importance to humanity. That, to me, is where we're at. We can't get bogged down in the page-by-page, day-to-day dregs of resenting what it is that we're doing because we think in our ignorance that it's not for our greatest good. We've got to be enjoying the process of being a builder of a sandcastle in a shoreline whereby we know soon that wave is going to come and disappear our creation.
Well, thank you so much, because I'm very flattered that you say that. I mean, it takes one to know one. You are an amazing person. You are an incredible person. And I think it's a real privilege to get to do research with you, to get to work with you, to do projects with you, and to have an amazing relationship with you. And I am, you know, I mean, even though I'm going, and it's wild because, like I said before, we are being blessed that we can live in this beautiful place called Hawaii. But it's like, and I'm blessed to have an amazing person like you in my life. But it's kind of like a trade-off for...
I hate that word, but. Do you notice the energy shift when she said but, folks?
Listen, it's a trade-off because how many people would really want to do what we're doing or be brave enough to do what we're doing?
Most people, that's why it's a humbling privilege, but don't you see that
it's a trade-off, like, okay, God says, I'm going to put you in this beautiful place, you know, where people are admiring, wow, you live in Hawaii.
Wow, wow, okay. Yeah, of course.
Then they find out what we do, and they say, oh.
We sit in front of a computer screen for 16 hours.
No, they find out what kind of work we do in the world, and they admire it, but they say, I'm happy where I live in my concrete jungle because I don't have to do that work. You know, if I had to do that work and trade off, I mean, it's not like you and I are living in Hawaii, we're lying on the beach, you know, sipping, you know, non-alcoholic frozen daiquiris or alcoholic frozen daiquiris, depending on your mood. But I mean, it's not like we're like sitting there lounging around with your fancy cocktails and the sun is just shining. And we say, wow, what should we do now?
And my parrot is flying in the window and landing in my head.
Yeah. I mean, there's no, you know, it's not that way, but it seems like that way from the outside. It seems like, well, I'm envious of you guys.
Of course it always seems that way.
And so the grass is definitely greener. It always is. And so
that's why I like that film the other day.
So God says, okay, I'm going to give you an amazing person in your life. You're going to have the best relationship. You're going to live in a beautiful place, but guess what?
You got a lot of hard work to do.
The job you're going to do in the world is not for the weak at heart.
That's right.
It's not for it. And it's, that is the trade-off. It's like the people out there that live in what they call peace and they don't have to deal with any of this stuff that we're dealing with. They have to live in a place that isn't beautiful like Hawaii usually. And they have to be in a relationship where they're unhappy a lot of times. But that's not the case. And that's what I mean about the trade-off in life.
Well, of course. I just see that same thing. You know,
not everybody sees that. I'm just kind of pointing it out.
To see. I appreciate that. And again, that's one of the reasons why that film was very good for us to see. I think it was timely. You know, God always puts me in the right place at the right time. And where is faith? If I don't have faith that the job that I'm called to do at this moment in time is the improper job, gee whiz, you know, I've got to realize that there is a greater force in the universe that's my boss. And that boss has proven time and time and time again. In fact, I'm so stupid that I don't even realize that boss has been constantly directing me, that for me to in any instant lose sight of that, I've got to be a complete idiot. The fact of the matter is that I wouldn't be alive right now if it wasn't for the angels of protection that saved me. Absolutely no reasonable explanation for me to be alive at least a half a dozen times, and that's conservative. If I really thought about it, I could name 12 times when I should have bought it. But, you know, that's not the only thing. You know, you talk about 17 books. I got most of those assignments by divine synchronicity. You could look at the Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse book, made the whole change and the whole shift in understanding in the music industry right now, and created the 528 Love Revolution. That came out of a prayer that Dr. Joseph Paleo had to bring me to him. He heard me on the Art Bell Show on Coast to Coast. He prayed to Jesus to bring Horowitz to me to output this information. And at that time, I was praying to God for the Achilles heel of the Illuminati. There had to be an Achilles heel to take down the insanity. And lo and behold, through that synchronicity alone, I ended up knocking on Joey's front door for dinner. And we ended up, you know, about 8 months later with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which has been really a turning point in my whole life that has blessed me tremendously over the last 15 years now, and has led to 528records.com, to 528radio.com, to all of the beautiful musicians who are writing us right now, saying they've tuned their instruments to 528, A444 instead of A440, and subsequently are experiencing this spiritual blessing and healing and miraculous healings. I was just actually, I got an email. Actually, we got to end the program. We got about 2 minutes. We'll talk about this next time, folks. I've got to go, but we've got some emails, including one from Daniel Kohler, who's an expert piano tuner down in South Florida, Naples, Florida. He's one of America's leading piano tuners and researchers, and the number one in 528. And he did some experiments on 528 versus 432, and he didn't like 432. So we should talk a little bit about that maybe next time. It's an important discussion.
You know, because even if people do like 432, you know, we don't have a problem with that, neither one of us. But they just seem, those people that like 432 a lot of times have a problem with people that like 528.
Yeah, I know. So the COINTELPRO likes 432. They don't like 528. They've chosen. Anyway, we love you folks.
And we love you.
And we look forward to speaking with you again on the Inside Hour next week. Thanks to HealthyWorldStore.com. You want the best products on the planet, products that are resonating in 528, go to HealthyWorldStore.com. You want to partner with us? Join us at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is an opportunity for you to become an affiliate with us and even an ambassador with us, and actually help to take all of the wonderful products and information that we have out to the world.
And we just want to thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be here next week at the same time. And that is midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii.
Thanks a lot. Good night for now.
Good night. God bless.